Aaron Klebo's psychology course, called The Neurodegenerative Experience, was designed to help students develop a deep understanding of diseases that attack the brain and nervous system.
These govern who we are, our memories, the way that we behave with other people. It's very easy to other a person that has something wrong with them in their neurons.
So students pick three of about 600 neurological conditions that afflict people, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's disease, for intensive study.
The class and I worked with patients, caregivers, neurologists, we worked with nonprofits, basic researchers who are doing work on this disorder in petri dishes, and we tried to make a picture about how it would feel to live in this person's life or in this world of a person with this disorder for a day.
To do that, they came up with five activities that would mimic or replicate each disorder and demonstrated them in a 5-minute video. Alzheimer's patients, for example, routinely misplace things.
Misplaced objects are sometimes found in very unexpected places, like keys inside the fridge, for example. To replicate the symptom, have a friend hide your keys, phone, or another object that you frequently use. Spend 15 minutes looking for the object or until you find the object, whichever is shorter.
The video and list of props are included in what students call empathy kits. For Huntington's disease, they also contain a handwritten note to share when out in public, explaining the nature of the illness and promoting compassion. Again, Professor Aaron Klebo.
If someone looks strangely at them, they give them the card that explains what they're doing so that you have this social interaction part of it as well.
If you see a person behaving strangely, it reads, they may have Huntington's disease, they may appear distracted or have trouble walking. But if you look closer, maybe you'll see the person and not the disease. The kits also found a way to convey the depression children of Huntington's patients feel, knowing they may develop the disease and seeing how difficult it is to live with the random interruptions of daily life caused by this condition.
We said every time you experience your day today and there is something pleasurable that you could do, flip this coin, and if it's tails, you get to do the activity, and if it's heads, you don't. And the patients that we work with really liked this way of kind of approaching it because they felt like it really encapsulated this 50-50 chance of inheriting the gene from your parent who was afflicted with the disorder to begin with.
Patients who helped the students to build empathy kits expressed gratitude for this educational effort, and Professor Klebo was heartened by the mission.
We were detached from so much that we normally were connected to during the pandemic. And it seems really beautiful in a way to bring this out as we're coming back out into the world. And just the idea of empathy as this universal skill that we can cultivate and that it's a teachable thing is really important to understand about these empathy kits. And if we all do this and we all get better at it, it'll transfer those skills to other experiences of someone that you might have thought of as an other before.
She and her students have begun presenting their videos and exercises at schools and assisted living centers in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. I'm Sandy Houseman.